This is JIS News. Coming up, EU head says trade and business reforms bearing fruit, teaching time lost through CHIKV to be recovered, and JSIF to lead cleanup activities in 11 communities. Details after the break.
Empty dish drainers and keep refrigerator troughs dry. Punch holes in the bottom of tins before placing them in the garbage. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. Head of the European Union delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Paulo Amadei, says the government's trade and business-related reforms are beginning to show positive results. With the ongoing improvements in business facilitation resulting in increased price competitiveness and higher investments, Ambassador Amadei says the private sector will be better able to tap into the opportunities for export and growth. She was speaking recently at the official handing over of equipment valued at $34.5 million to the Bureau of Standards Jamaica for the agency's chemistry and microbiology labs. Ambassador Amadei pointed out that the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, under which the pieces of equipment were provided, does not only address cutting tariffs on goods.
EPA will help Jamaica and the Caribbean country to do business, to become more competitive and more investor-friendly places by helping creating a transparent and predictable business environment, thereby spurring investment and job creation.
The EPA support program aims to strengthen quality and standards control and improve the competitiveness of selected value chains with export potential. The project is being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says teaching time lost due to the chikungunya virus outbreak will be made up on a school-specific basis. He was speaking at a press conference Thursday to announce a national cleanup campaign in schools over the midterm break, October 15 to 22.
Some schools will be able to absorb the additional time needed within their fixed term dates. There are other instances where additional days may be required, and that is the purview of the school boards and administration. And where necessary, the regional officers will advise and indicate what is required.
Reverend Thwaites says absenteeism due to illness has been trending down, particularly in Region 1, which experienced the highest levels of absence. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, will be leading cleanup activities in 11 communities under its Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, on Saturday, October 18. The cleanup exercise marks the beginning of a sustained environmental intervention under the new Integrated Community Development Program funded by the World Bank through a $42 million loan. Wardens who've been trained and certified under ICBSP will mobilize local groups in the communities of Pasmore Town, Jonestown, Craigtown, Federal Gardens, and Whitfield Town, St. Andrew, and Knollys, St. Catherine, in the all-day cleanup effort. Environment Manager at JSIF, Dr. Milton Clark, says the intervention will include the cleaning of drains, roadways, gullies, open spaces, and residences. Dr. Clark says JSIF will also be partnering with the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA.
We have a big partnership with the National Solid Waste Management Authority. They will be assisting us in removing the waste from the community, and hopefully the environment will be much cleaner, more sanitary, and the residents will enjoy a much better living condition.
JSIF will provide the NSWMA with compactor trucks to help with the timely collection of garbage. And young people with disabilities across five parishes are to receive employment opportunities as well as career and personal development training under an empowerment program to be implemented by the National Youth Service, NYS. The program is set to benefit persons with disabilities aged 17 to 24 years and will be launched in November in Kingston and St. Andrew. Following the launch, the program will be rolled out in December in Clarendon, St. Catherine, St. James and Westmorland. Executive Director NYS Melvin Smith says the first phase of the program will include a three-week camp where participants will be exposed to life and survival skills, character development, volunteerism, cultural awareness, and career planning. Mr. Smith says the youth and participating companies will receive coaching to ensure there's understanding of the requirements of the employers and the needs of persons with disabilities. This will be followed by a three-month supported work experience. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.